Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap your lap.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
File unemployment.
Welcome to the Comedy
Welcome
Trap House.
Back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr., a.k.a. Rome Marshall. Romello just gave me that.
Mr. Rome Marshall right here.
We got Cam in the building.
I'm in the building.
We got, well, I go to Mike Mendez. We got Mike Mendez in the building.
Top of the morning.
What up? We got a special guest. Manuel is out of town, so we got somebody filling in for him who has hair. This guy. When me and him are together, we are the dynamic duo of Rome Squared. This guy, we met him at a Wayne Brady function in 2014. That's which wild. Is fucking nuts. Yeah, 2014. He was just a young bull in the game, you know what I'm saying? He's a Philly representative, actor, businessman, shooter, all of the above. Our good friend, our brother, Romello is in the building.
Yo, that was an amazing introduction. Hey, thank you so much.
Hey, man,
I appreciate
you. I gotta get you in here right, man. You know, I just realized that Wayne Brady was 2014. That's kind of wild.
That's wild.
Almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The hair was gone, though. So it was Wayne Brady, how he looked. You saw the headpiece.
Yeah. The fact that we were there at a concert from Wayne Brady, I still don't know. It was at the W Hotel in Hollywood.
The drink. They was giving away free drinks.
It wasn't a concert. It was an event.
Oh, it was an event. Okay. And yeah, then he performed.
It was some release. It was like five. So first of all, it was like five events happening this that just. That was the weirdest. I was like, why are so many things happening in one spot?
Yeah.
Well, we used to hang out at the W a lot.
So yeah, that's true.
The W was lit, man. Hollywood was a good time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, back in the day. Oh, he's like, push the mic up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I'm low. Okay.
Yeah, man. How you feeling, though? You feeling good?
We blessed out here, man. I just came back from the gym.
Yeah, it hurt.
Hey, man. First of all, Nick, real quick, stop doing them superhero gym things on Instagram.
Stop
the reels. Y'all lifting up benches and all that. Stop doing it.
It's actually stupid. It's actually stupid.
What are y'all doing?
I seen a nigga lifting up a bench and having a bench on his back, and I was like,
"Why are you double benched up?
What's you double benched up on a Tuesday?
For prison, probably.
Okay,
probably preparing for prison.
Hey, prison prep is probably important.
This nigga a fitness sandwich.
Prison prep.
I'll be in there every day. Nothing else would matter.
So they say you're going for 5 years. You going in 3 months. So from here, 3 months, you in there.
I'm getting my affairs in order and my arms in order.
Get my affairs in order.
But while we on gym, me and Mike Mendez are talking about gym etiquette, and some wild things happened this week or weekend for the gym. Like, we were in Equinox, you had left. I go to the locker room to get my stuff out the locker. Soon as I walk in, there's like a mirror area where they have lotion, they have other stuff, your towel, all this stuff. Soon as I walk in, there's a man butt naked.
Butt ass.
I'm talking about butt ass. No socks, no towel, no hair on his head. Yeah. He was naked.
Yeah.
Blow drying his balls.
He was blow drying his balls. Not the pubic area. He was standing there, spread it,
and he was doing this motion. You know, when you blow drying, and he was blow drying his balls.
That probably felt good.
I was like, yo. All the areas you could have did this and picked, you had to do it right here where everybody walking in gonna see you.
Because there's sections. There's sections in there. You can dip.
It's a back. Like, an Equinox is a whole back
area. It's a whole back area.
So you just heating up your gooch in the middle of the gym.
Gooch heating.
Gucci mane.
Gucci mane.
I was like, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Go home. Do this at home. Damn. Ain't like you going right to work or something. Like, most people that go to that gym, they got money. But they ain't working on the weekends. But
but is that gym etiquette, or are we not comfortable?
No.
It ain't about me. I don't.
He said blow drying your balls.
Yeah.
Just regular drying is cool. But
yeah,
you
that's
blow
fine.
It's a hair. here's the worst part about it. It says hair.
Yeah.
Where the blow dryer is.
Yeah.
It's a hair. They got like a mousse. I don't know what you. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can pump up. Yeah.
Mousse pomade.
And then they got the blow dryer, and they got like Q-tips. It's a face.
Yeah.
They got a towel. Like,
gotcha.
So why you grab the hair and hit your Gucci, man?
And here's the thing.
I was gonna answer your question. I don't have an issue with you being naked in there. It's a gym. You know, people gonna do that. You know, I don't want to see it.
But
obviously, people gonna be they showering. That's cool. But I gotta put my foot down
on blow drying.
Blow drying your balls. That's ballsy.
That's definitely ballsy
out there.
That's ballsy.
Like, you ain't gotta do that.
Yeah.
You can dry off. You can be naked. Whatever. That's your priority. But. But blow drying your balls at the first, soon as you walk in, everyone's gonna see you. Everyone walking out is gonna see you. That's ridiculous.
Well, now he a hothead. And it's ridiculous. It don't make sense. And to be honest, like, I remember one time I'm in there and I'm just like, I think I was putting my stuff in my bag, and this dude came over and he snatched towel off and just flew dick ball particle just over, and I'm like, bro, I'm right here. Like, you could turn around. This nigga just, and so shit went to swing in places. And I'm like, all right, man, let me get up out of here. I get it. Some people are really comfortable, but blow drying your balls is
like it's got to be a level of your comfort
for sure.
Like, you know, different comfort levels. Like, you gotta come on now.
But it's a person. Okay, here's my thing. So when you what etiquette should be is, if I did this, or if I saw somebody doing what I'm doing now, would I be okay
with it? Would I be all right?
That's why you don't punch old people. Like, if I saw somebody punch an old person, I'd be like, oh my God, what are you doing? I'm not going
to
do that.
I think that's a perfect intro to mine, because mine, what happened to me.
This is even worse.
What happened to me, God. You wouldn't see anywhere. So before I get started, I guess I got to press the.
It's time for poop news.
I'll make it short though, but I was at the gym and I never showered at the gym. Yeah. I never shower at the gym. But like, I had a shower because I had to come here. Same situation, like, you know. Yeah. But as I'm about to get out of the shower, I'm changing, like, I'm putting on my underwear and shit. And I hear someone, like, outside. I'm like, I'll just give him a second. And I hear, like, he's not moving. So I just open up and I see him. He took a shit on the floor. The shit was already on the floor. He picks it up with his hand and walks towards the toilet. And then I just dipped.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh,
What gym is this?
I'm not going to say that because I don't want to ruin the reputation. But
yeah, make sure I never go to that gym. They shitting on floors.
I will
floors.
Never go to that gym ever again.
They are shitting on floors?
Yeah, he was naked.
And he was a guy about like my age. Like he wasn't.
Well, your age?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Oh, no, I'm thinking this is like a 90-year-old man.
Well, here's my issue.
So bladder control.
If he's close enough to pick up the poop and throw it in the toilet, why couldn't he just go to the toilet and drop it in the toilet from his butt, not from his hand?
But you're going to grab the shit.
You're going
to
grab it.
I mean, it's his shit he got to.
If I shit on the floor, I'm leaving the shit on the floor.
That nigga grabbed that shit like a remote. Now you're being ridiculous. Pick your shit up.
You going to. If you did that in here, you're picking your shit up.
But I wouldn't do it. I'm saying I put shit on my floor.
Say something happened and it happened. You picking that shit up.
You
going
to just look at the shit? Because we going to have to scrap then.
That's true.
I guess I was because I can't imagine shit.
You can't imagine just shitting on the floor.
Picking it up, I think I'll be lost.
It was like a turd.
Pick it up. Raw hands.
It looked like a hard
turd. Squishy,
boy, raw hands?
It's
raw
hands.
I'd have had a t-shirt.
He was embarrassed. He had to move quick and drop. He had to pick it up. My second rule on the poop.
We've ate butt. You can pick it up with your hand.
My theory is that he was in the shower and then was crying.
What'd you say?
My theory is he was in the shower. That's why he was naked. And he was trying to go to the toilet, but didn't make it. But now, I don't know.
See, here's the thing. Man, I can even maybe give a pass. Look, we don't heard on this podcast. I done had some shitty situations, and so if his stomach was on fire and it was mushy shit, I may even give him a pass. Like maybe, damn, he was like crazy. But you said it's a hard turn.
It was a hard turn.
So you sitting there straining, getting the turn. It's been there.
Nah, come on.
That's wild to open that up and see that shit. And he looked right at you, didn't he?
No, didn't see me at all.
Oh, he didn't see you. Just look. If he'd have looked you in your eye and then picked it up, like looked right at you, just...
That'd be alpha move.
Nah, the worst if he would have picked it up, saw you looking at him, and threw it and got out of there.
No, Mendez would have had to fight him. You would have to fight him.
Hey, no.
You don't fight no dude.
You
gonna fight someone who's throwing poop at you? That man's insane.
Listen, he is insane, but you
there's no limit to what he's gonna.
But you fight and run, maybe not. But if you still standing, my first reaction, you gonna do something.
Your there's no level.
Who's gonna do something?
There's no level to the heights he will go in this fight if he's throwing poop at you.
He just grabbed shit with his bare hands and threw it. Which means when you throw shit, you gotta expect it to
splash.
He don't care about the back, the recoil or nothing. He just catching back shit
back shit.
Another thing you ain't looking at situation is he got shit on his hand. What if he trying to eat his open hand for fighting you? Slapping
you gonna
you
be so
shit.
Mad you get slapped around with shit.
Yeah. Now, if you lose that fight, now what?
I'm not fighting. I'm a bitch.
It's going to be some shit.
Yeah, it's going to be some shit. It's
going to be some shit if you lose that
fight.
It's
going to be Chris Plop, nigga. You're going to be plopping that shit over, nigga. Anyway.
You got me that day. It's monkeypox going around.
It's, damn, dog.
The monkey poop.
Monkey poop. Monkey poop. where do I want to start? It's a lot of shit going on. Let's start at the... Okay, what was the 600? Oh, yeah. Okay, this would be good. So, I just came across this on Instagram. It was...
I'll pull it up 1 second.
Oh, okay. I thought it disappeared. So basically, it was a group of guys scrapping.
Oh, I seen this.
It's a 600 versus 600 boxing.
They've been
match
doing this though.
Rush, I know, but 600 sound wild. But my question is, would you do it, and what would you expect when doing this? Like, it's basically two. For those who aren't watching, it's two groups, 600 people. And they are like Game of Thrones war style running towards each other with boxing gloves. Here's the thing. It's not fun after a while because I think I'm getting hit from too many places. And I'm going to start getting...
Well, that's your fault.
Yo, I just want to
say... I mean, if you're in the middle...
I'm not going to be in the middle. I'm going to be on the edges. I'm going to be in the back. And I'm just coming...
No, they say
I'm
you gotta clean go, up duty. They say you got to go middle
I'm
front
clean
line.
Up duty if I do this. I'm just coming see...
How do they like pick this? Because the black shirt is whooping... The yellow shirts.
And they are scrapping.
Look, it's like 2, 3, 4 black shirts on one yellow. Boy in the middle getting mixed. Yo, he drunk.
He getting mopped.
I would be moving back if I'm the people who are filming.
Yeah, if I'm the people filming, I got
the people filming ain't even moving back. I ain't trying to catch a straight hook.
Nah. And my thing, what's the winner of this? I don't know if there's a winner. I think
last
he just
standing. Gave up.
You know how stupid you're going for? You getting hit from all sides. You're going to feel, oh, shit. I just seen that. I was like, in theory, this sounds fun. Like, if you were a group of maybe 10, maybe 10, 600 is a lot. 600 is a lot of people.
I ain't hold you. I'd do it.
I mean, for the podcast, I'd do it, but I'm be out there mad. I'm be like,
mouthpiece. They had a couple dudes that on headgear. I do.
Yeah, I throw on some headgear though. Yeah, I'm definitely on headgear. Yeah, because some people, you know, they just coming in full haymaker swinging and like, nah.
It was four dudes around. Yo, imagine you
get mink
fighting the octopus.
Me and Cam had this funny ass thought. When we was in Africa, we was like sitting in the back seat of the taxi, and it was just us in there. He was like, "How funny would it be if somebody tried to steal this taxi right now?" And they sat in the seat. He was like, "Cause it's gonna be bad for them, cause the back of their head gonna get eight." Can you imagine you sitting in the car thinking about to rob a car? Boop, boop, boop. Oh, 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 oh! You gonna get out so quick?
You gonna get up out of there? Oh yeah, you dumping up out of there.
You gonna be moving?
That's a bad joke.
Damn. Back of your head gonna look like a tortoise.
That shit gonna be knotted up.
Gonna be done.
Oh shit!
You look like a golf ball.
When the last time you been in a fight though?
A fight.
You know, you from Philly. You know, I know it get a little rough in Philly.
Yeah, I don't really be trying out around. Now. It's like everybody's shooting now.
Man. Yeah, that's true.
Nobody
that's true.
Fight,
yeah,
because I like to fight.
Yeah, a little scrap, little. Yeah, you take it outside real quick.
But everybody just be shooting and be mad.
You also a solid sized dude. So they be like, I'm shooting you, nigga.
That's not, what I'm saying.
I'm not fighting you.
I'm not anti. But I'm a good dude. Like, man, I don't want to see nobody life in a fight. We disagree, you know. Last time I've been in a fight, 2017. I was about to fight. Well,
it was almost a fight.
It started and stopped. It ended too fast to be a fight.
Gotcha, okay.
But I was about to mop this. This dude, I had my mom was in town. And you know, when your mom in town, as a man, that's your first wife.
Yeah, pretty much.
I got
everything you gotta do. Yeah.
We here. So my mom in town, you know, we hanging out, we having drinks. This dude walk up, oh my God, I think you're so beautiful. I'm, hey man, mom, she good.
Yeah.
Hey, let her speak for us up. Hey, all right.
Listen, bro.
She good.
Yeah, she's straight.
So my mom don't speak to men.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she's like, and turns back, and she won't talk to you.
Yeah.
So the dude just, he was like, you know, I could buy you a drink. All right, now let's go.
So,
all right, T-Pain, let's go. Buy you a drink.
Buy you a drink.
Buy you a fist.
It was one of those joints where everybody kind of like, kind of saw the last part of it. And it wasn't quick. I just got up so fast. And,
yeah.
I'm a big dude.
Yeah.
Got up so fast. And then it was like a push and a shove. And then
gotcha. Because, like, get your ass home. I told you. Like,
yeah.
See, he lucky. If you push me, I'm throwing poop at
well,
you.
Well,
I'm scooping poop and throwing poop
yo,
at you.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. If a nigga could poop on command and throw it at you, like you put, that's some wild shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's either a superhero or a supervillain.
This nigga got immediate turns.
He didn't reach that.
Look, jump up.
He doing NBA. Catch it.
You see it in the marble slow motion. And throwing discs of shit.
Buddy.
Oh,
no,
man.
That'd be insane. He got to take a deep breath. Oh, my God.
But what's this T.O. joint?
So T.O. had a Karen call the police on him. She said he was driving too fast. But the part about it, she said, you got out the car. You're a black man approaching a white woman. That's ooh. Where it's like, I see what you're trying to do there.
Well, there is no stop sign. What are you talking about?
I wasn't, but I asked him to slow down, and he got out of his car and started harassing me. He put his car in park.
Right, because you're gonna yell at me and telling me I'm almost hit you, and I didn't.
But you didn't have to get out of your car.
You didn't have to talk to me that way either, Karen.
You're a black man approaching a white woman.
This is NFL Hall of Famer.
Hey, this bitch here, man. Come on, man.
Keep it going for a little. Hold on.
First of all, you had your boy right here, your husband right here. So first of all, I don't do that type of stuff.
Relax. You did. You put your car in park and you came at me.
Yeah, first of all, I didn't come at you.
Yes, you did.
You can stop all of that, Karen. Okay. Get out of here with all of that.
He literally came after me.
Here she crying. There's Karen. Look at this. This is unbelievable. Swear to God, I've never been a part of nothing like this. I've seen it.
I've seen it.
Do you have your ID?
I've seen it. Yes, I've seen it, but this is firsthand.
And now he's online.
Now he's online.
The incident took place in Florida, and unfortunately, it's just a scene we've taken in far too often.
But yeah, it's like that weaponizing of tears.
Tears, man. That crying shit.
Lying, saying you ran a stop sign. He's, ain't no stop sign.
Hold on.
You were speeding. Then a black lady comes in. She's like, I was sitting in my garage watching the whole thing. He was not even speeding. So...
It's like the abuse of power. Like, it's just like, what are you trying to get out of this? What do you want?
What makes it bad is not necessarily the abuse of power. It's to know you have that power.
To know you had it, yeah.
And then to use it.
Yeah.
That's what make it bad.
Yeah, because if this not Terrell Owens or, I mean, it could get real messy real quick.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. On what the situation is.
Yeah.
It started off, he said he just driving to his mailbox. He just got to his neighborhood and she's saying that he's speeding and was yelling at him and he running the stop signs and all that and you're approaching me and all this.
I live here.
He's going to his mailbox.
Why am I speeding to my mailbox? Unless it's a check in there.
Real quick to go back to that fight thing. I'm definitely too old to be fighting. That's what I was going
to say. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, my back could be hurting.
No, I feel
it's not good. But these situations, also a fight situation. How do you accost somebody and then cry? Like, it's the crying, but that's where I was confused.
Because that's when you know you're wrong.
You're wrong.
You know you're wrong.
You're using your tears. You're weaponizing your tears.
But how do you say something to somebody that you were like, okay, if you saw a bully and somebody pushed somebody, you'd be like, hey, he should not do that. But you wouldn't say it to him because you're scared. How do you on an ET bike? That bike had a basket. That bike had a basket
that
on it.
That bike had a basket.
You on a bike with a basket and you like somebody. Well,
it makes sense. She a basket case. Yeah,
her name Basket Robin. Oh man, but here, also
this
what
look crazy.
You know, like when a little kid is guilty, like say a little kid push another kid and the mom and come and yell, why'd you do that? And then, but they did it, and they immediately start crying. She knows she wrong. Like, so she's like, oh shit, I'm sounding stupid. Let me cry. Now I look stupid and sound stupid. That's
bro. Like, I just, you always see those stories and people be doing it and they always end up crying. Like, Bo was jogging through the park. And the lady was like, oh my God, this black man's trying to attack me. She's like breaking down, crying, chuckling. He's like, man, like, come on.
We've seen so many wild shits, even ones that have been in their own apartment. You be like, I'm in my building, bro. Like, what you talking about?
Yeah. Speaking of, he reminded me, he said, John threw a part. Buddy just got sentenced either yesterday or today from the Ahmaud Arbery.
Mm-hmm.
He got life.
Without
parole.
We'll
so the life. Other two, I think, get sentenced today.
Good.
So it's like finally good. Some type of real justice, but yeah.
Also, hey, jumping off that, I think it was like four police in the Breonna Taylor case. Mm-hmm. They just got
arrested,
and they're checking out some stuff for that one. The FBI and the Department of Justice, they said it was like witness tampering and all this stuff.
Well, for black people, it take a long time, boy. That's a white woman, boy. They having that case fixed. Today.
Oh yeah. What happened to Botham Jean lady?
Who?
The lady that killed the man.
Killed his apartment and killed him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You had to look that up.
Yeah.
You know what sucks about these situations, man? Is like we always know that. I guess you speak on the victim's name, but we always got to go like we got to speak the victim's name to talk about the atrocities of the officers and the nameless and they just the cops.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, nah, these people need to individually be like, yo.
Absolutely.
Which case did you ask for, Cam?
Breonna Taylor.
No. You asked for the one in Dallas when she broke in. What's the name?
Oh, Botham Jean. I forgot that lady name.
Botham Jean.
Botham Jean.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
No,
close enough. Yeah. Amber, where is
man,
Amber?
Oh, man, cool guy, man.
Where is, yeah. He's currently serving a 10-year sentence. Yeah, she's doing a 10-year sentence. That's crazy.
10 years?
That one is the most ridiculous one. Yeah, you broke into my house. Killed me, and you only get 10 years?
That's wild.
I don't think people are aware, though, that police have a police bill of rights. So they have a whole different statute when they go by laws and when they do things than we go by. So a lot of times when the media
too many loopholes
pumps up, when the media pumps up these cases and everybody like, oh, hey, she get life, and you be like, how they just get off with it? It's because they have gone under a whole different system than we go.
But she was off duty.
She's sworn in. She's officer of the law.
You broke into my house.
All right, it's not okay. It don't make sense either. I agree.
None
with
of
that
shit.
That was the craziest one I've seen.
Yeah, none of shit. Basically, you broke into.
But how you get? Yeah, you got. Did she cry? I just knew. I would have never known.
That crying shit, man.
The crying shit.
I just want to take. I just want to take my fingers and slam them on your tear duct and hold this shit. Drown.
Weaponizing tears, man. They're tear terrorists.
What's the slam ball over here?
Y'all remember slam ball? Remember they used to play basketball on trampolines and all crazy stuff?
Yeah.
They're bringing it back.
Oh, shit.
They're bringing it back. So slam ball is coming back. I used to watch that. Me and Jazz used to be watching it.
So is it it's come back to like a network or Netflix?
I'm assuming so. I didn't. I just saw the headline. I didn't do no research. I'm going to be honest. But it's coming back.
That's it sounds
funny. But if you ever done that, dunk with the trampolines, you got to have some. You brave to be jumping that high while someone's trying to stop you.
Because it could get real bad.
You could break a leg. You could twit, man. It's the landing for me.
It's like rugby.
Bitch.
And trampoline.
See, it's the landing. It's the landing part that scares me.
You land on somebody's ankle or something.
Dang. That shit look like Space Jam.
It used to be fun. It's like, NBA Jam.
Oh, NBA Jam? The NBA Jam used to go off.
I think this is where they got the inspiration from.
I mean, yes, it's Space Jam. I mean, NBA Jam. And NBA.
I mean, Space Jam did some crazy stuff.
And the NBA Street.
But I used to watch it all the time. Me and Chaz growing up, we used to watch it. It used to be fun. It was so different.
That's back when life was simple, you know, just play a little slam ball, hang out.
And that was the good team right there, the yellow.
With the yellow. Oh, that was nasty. He threw it to himself.
Come on, and between the legs.
That's not a travel.
Bitch! And you don't want to fall back. It's hard parts of trampolines. I don't think people
that's
forgetting
what I'm
that.
Saying.
Oh my God.
There's no fundamental, but it's all fun.
Imagine y'all bump heads.
Oh,
that's going to be. You got a Looney Tunes.
That's going to be bad. That's going to be bad. Slam ball. Is there any other sports you could do with trampolines like that? Because you can't do football like that. That's crazy.
That was half, because he's just body checking. Can you roll back real quick?
It was half football?
Yo, I was like, you could do that? I don't remember that part.
Oh, when he hit him right there?
Yo!
Bitch!
Yeah. You can hit people. It's like hockey and basketball.
Oh, yeah. That's what they
need. Yeah, I mean, you might could do it with, you could definitely, well, we know dodgeball. That's what we did. We do it with dodgeball.
Trampoline dodgeball, fun.
That should be fun. It's fun going in there with the kids because, like,
it's not as fun, to be honest. It's fun when you go with the adults, because I can just really unleash.
No, that's
what I'm
saying.
With the kids, I got to hold back.
When kids, I mean, I'm talking about, like, 12, about 16.
I mean, teenagers and up. Oh, yeah, y'all get this work.
Because I remember one time I went in there, and this little nigga launched the ball, and he hit me right in my chest. I was like, I got my eye on you. And he I'm not going to lie, he probably about 8.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm gunning.
So you let an 8-year-old get you out?
No, he hit me in my chest and I caught it. And so when he hit me in my chest, I just threw it back because I was mad because that shit stung a little bit. I don't know if I hit him or not.
I hit him right in his neck.
But that should be funny because little kids in there, they be launching it and all, they be launching all type of speed, but they be like, the adults in here, so they can just throw it in any type of ways, going for headshots and shit.
That one time we went in there, it was all that shit was fun, boy.
We should do that. Getting it in 10 on 10.
We should go in there as all adults and find like the teenagers go there. Like, all right, yeah, it's time now. Y'all get out.
No, no, leave them in there. This is a life lesson y'all about to learn.
Only one of us going to wake up sore. One
sock. That shit, you be sore the next day, God. Nigga. You be sore. You what the fuck?
You going jumping on trampoline. It's a workout. You be tired.
That shit be tiring. So I seen this text message going around. I just wanted to talk about. Let me go to my. So basically, this girl, I guess she exposed this guy. If this is real. He was like, basically, I guess she asked him about work. He said, I can't complain. Work was pretty stressful, though. Glad to be off. I'm going to shower. I'll text you when I'm out. And I guess he thought about it after he showered, or maybe when he was showering, he said, I got to get this off my chest. Clarity. He said, honestly, Diamond, you seem like an amazing woman, but I don't think we're compatible. You ate the whole damn salad, which isn't ladylike. Makes me feel like you're greedy for food, and I need a woman who knows when to stop eating. You know, I meal prep and I go to the gym daily. I just feel like you'd be overweight in the near future. I still want to hang out, but that bothered me. I almost exploded. I love your vibe and energy, though. You're just perfect. You're perfect. It's just that one thing. Plus, it was our first date. You were supposed to have butterflies and shit. How could you eat that much?
Dub. That nigga tripping.
That nigga is wild. Yeah, he tripping. Yo, first off, it's a salad.
A salad.
It's a salad.
Yo, you eating all that lettuce? You eating all tripping. That
healthy ass lettuce? It's you tripping. Fat all slob.
Water weight. What's that balsamic vinaigrette?
You better eat that shit dry. Don't be putting no dressing on that.
Go and shine somewhere else.
Yeah, Diamond, live
go
your
shine somewhere else.
This nigga said, honestly, Diamond.
This nigga said, it make me feel like you greedy for food.
Yeah, look, man. I relate to Diamond. I'm greedy for food. I love my food. I'm a foodie, so not a salad, yo, but I'm greedy
eat
for
a
my food.
You got
to
eat a whole salad to be half full.
No, you can have some good salad. No,
you can have some healthy salad.
When's the last time you filled up off a salad?
Because if you put like shrimp or anything or a salmon in the salad and you eat, I've been full
you
before.
Full?
Yeah.
I've been nice. Look, I'm good now, but I ain't been full.
See, that's your mind, brother. These processed foods.
I don't like being full. I don't like being full. I'm cool with a nice medium.
Nice little medium.
You don't want to have to poop in the middle of a gym.
You don't want to feel
stomach good.
You don't want to do that.
You ever had to poop off an airplane?
Now, is there anything in here that's valid? Yes. Here's the thing. He just, not valid to her, but in general in his life. Yes, maybe you do see somebody and they being a little extra greedy. You might be like, hey, man, you got to slow it down, depending on who they is, but not on the first date. If you know somebody, if it's in your family, I done seen some people. I'm like, hey, man, you need to,
Oh, man, Diamond.
Diamond's good.
Diamond.
That's what I'm saying. That's a salad,
Diamond,
though.
Diamond dodged the bullet.
She definitely did.
Getting out of romaine. Diamond, leave romaine alone and go. Let us go to the next topic. Let us go to the next topic.
I guess that's the tip of the iceberg.
Wait, real quick, I just want to say that the wildest part about this is he said you were supposed to have butterflies and shit.
Rome sure know how to spin some ish.
Spin it.
Let us go to the next topic.
I'm not doing no more salad puns.
You ain't trying to go to the bar and get some salad?
No, I want to go to 1,000 Islands instead.
I like to travel to the French dressing, Mafia goes. You know?
I get it. Sometimes I like to go to my granddad's ranch.
Wow. Yeah, I got it. Hey, y'all, hold on. Let me check back. Oh, y'all, I thought my honey texted me.
All right, we done, man. Yeah. I ain't got nothing else.
That boy, my running thing.
It is. I was like, damn, can I use crouton or something? I was like, what can I use?
She be saying, I'm out with my crouton.
My crouton.
Come on, man.
Before we even get to that, I just thought about something me and Romello was laughing at 2 days ago.
Come on, man.
I gotta do it.
Come on.
Let me send you this, Mike Mendez. Let me send you this nonsense.
Come on, man. Yo. Yo. Yo, honestly, I think the best and worst thing that happened to the world was the internet. The internet was the best and worst thing that ever happened to people, yo. Like,
let me see.
Because y'all are ridiculous.
What was the first terrible video you've seen on the internet?
Oh, it's so, I mean, that's
I mean, the first thing I think was Two Girls, One Cup.
I mean, that's wild. That's wild.
That was wild. For sure.
That's definitely wild.
Two Girls, One Cup was crazy.
Like, you had that's one, crazy.
You had two men, one gym today.
Two men, one gym. Two men, one gym. Oh, man. This shit right here.
I seen this, but I didn't click it.
Yeah.
But I remember people kept posting it, but I didn't click it, so I don't know what this is.
We're going to have to go ahead. It's a tribute to Brittany Griner. Now, there's a group of humans that are doing a dance.
And I would say this video star studded.
This definitely star studded.
Oh yeah. Bone Studs and Harmony.
Yeah, Bone Studs and Harmony. When somebody said that, I died.
They said girls to men.
God.
Girls to men.
I've been walking. With my face turned to the sun.
Yo, I just realized she was the shackles in the middle.
How you find this many studs?
How you find shackles? Why they all look the same?
She like take off.
A bullet in my
put a girl on the left.
Oh yeah, sure. Wait, what are they saying?
Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I have to run. I can for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, that's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with
everybody
me.
On a different
together
beat.
We are going.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, man.
Yo,
hey, what was it?
Hey, them bread. Hey,
all the boxes. Night in the straps.
All them briefs was wet in there.
Come on, man.
The little hole in the briefs had a little drip on in the Come on, man. Y'all gotta chill, man. Internet crazy, bro. Internet is wild.
Yo, I'm sorry, real quick.
Where?
There's so many studs in one room.
That How shit did y'all like, congregate?
That shit look like a booth in the middle of the mall, all them studs, nigga.
Got more studs than Claire's.
Bust. Oh, my God.
I'm hot, dog. Oh, man. Me and Romello was dying. Yeah. I was like, dog, what is going on here?
It looked like
Harriet Studman.
Like, here's the thing. All love and sentiment out to Brittany Griner, her actual situation. Yes.
Yo.
This ain't gonna help you.
That's why they shouldn't have did it.
Come on,
out
man.
Out of respect, they should have watched that.
Out of respect, they definitely should have watched that and said, hey, we put this out. Internet gonna eat us alive.
Yo, this is somebody called a stud web.
Shit, dog.
Yo.
Like, yo. The choreography wasn't right. Hidden.
Can we go back to the video?
The choreography wasn't hidden.
The choreography.
Crazy. When they turned to the side and hit their run.
Yo, we're okay. So
they all on
the front
beat.
Too. What was going on?
They all on a different beat.
So you got Young and May in the middle, look like.
This shit.
I ain't gonna hold you. I thought that was me in the back. In the
Oh man,
yes.
They put each other in the group chat. They said we gonna kill him with this one. They say they They gonna kill him with this one. I was like, man,
they killed me. They funny for that.
That shit had me crying, dog.
I don't know if that was supposed to be comedic or not.
Cause I can't tell. It's like, is they being serious? Like they being,
but
for real,
really like, serious.
Like that's crazy.
You said they serious?
Yeah, they serious.
They not serious.
They serious.
If they
serious.
If they serious, I
Well, this
a lot of respect for the attention.
I hope this ain't serious, because let's go ahead and clear this.
What's the freakiest thing you ever did in your life?
I f***ed the guy and his mom.
What? His stepmom?
No, his, like birth mother.
Hmm?
And she sucked his like...
Wait.
How was that?
It was great. Once he looked at her and told her, yo, come do what you do best, come it's downhill from there.
Wait, he told his mom, come do what you do best, and...
Come do what you do best. No. She started sucking his and then at one point they looked at me, and he was like, come suck this and I was like, well, I obliged.
Sucked his too.
Just sucked his too. We both sucked his
together.
Together.
That is... Like
one big happy family.
I like that for you. I ain't gonna lie. That...
Yeah. This, you can't make this shit up, people.
Like, the world is burning slowly.
I know family matters, but no.
Duh.
But no.
That's going to create a family feud.
Duh. Hey, yo.
No, that's fucking ridiculous. Like, I said, this can't be real, dog.
Duh. That, I mean, can you really blame the son? He's a family guy. Hey, yo.
I guess he got family ties.
Yeah.
Oh man. Nah, this nigga said, get over here and do what you do best.
He familiar. This is something he's familiar with. It's La Familia.
Come on, man.
I hate this podcast.
Y'all gotta chill. Y'all gotta warn me before you step
out of here. No, that's wild.
That's the most insane thing I've heard this year.
Shit.
That's the most insane thing I heard.
And she said, yeah, we did it together. What?
Unrelated off the cuff. She looked like she sucked.
Oh, no, for sure. She let she get down. She let she get down.
Yeah, she still got some of his skin in the back of her throat. But my thing is, it's weird for her, but, you know, I can't blame her.
I definitely can't.
I'm blaming the son and the mom.
Wow. That's wild.
What is going on? Would you? How did that first happen?
You can't drink off no cups at their house.
How did that first happen?
Like, who initiated?
She said, do what you do best.
Do what you do best.
This ain't their first time.
That, yo, do what you do best is crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, he's experienced this multiple times.
She's been taking care of him for years. He said, do what you do best. That sucked dick.
Oh, yeah.
That do what you do best.
See, if it was stepmom, that's different. It's still weird.
It's still weird, but it's a little different.
It ain't your blood. I've seen some stepmoms out there.
Let me flip the script though, real quick.
Okay.
Would you, if you mess with a girl, yeah, you know I mean, you.
This nigga about to say something wild. Go ahead.
And yeah, you know I mean, hey, these TikTok moms be looking crazy. Out here.
If it ain't my mom, then yes.
Go ahead, keep going.
All right. So look, you meet this TikTok girl with her TikTok mom.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yes, it's not my mom.
Yeah. We've seen that.
And she like, it get greasy in this house.
Oh, yeah. It's not my mom.
Well, if it get greasy, so, turn on the pan, nigga. We about to get it cracking, nigga.
Cooking it up and with my skillet.
Especially us in comedy, you do things sometimes just for the story.
Because I'm coming straight to the podcast. I fucked the TikTok mom and daughter. What?
I saw one. It was like mom, daughter, grandma. I was like, damn, keep the daughter to grandma.
Because we know somebody, I won't say what platform, mm-hmm. but her mom always around. Mom cool as hell. Just for the story.
Yeah.
Mom got a great personality.
Hey, man.
She be dapping us up when we see it and everything.
It done marinated for a while.
Yeah. She's skilled.
Season.
Now I be thinking like, damn, y'all a wild family, but I ain't in it.
Oh, I mean, I'm in it. You in it?
You definitely in it.
Technically, I'm in it.
You in it
for that night? You got adopted.
What about you, Mendez?
Would I tap the mom?
Yeah,
of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you asked.
So when I was talking, like, can I be mad? I think I'd be. Like, if they real comfortable, though.
It's going to be a little weird, but...
That ain't my problem.
You can question that after.
That's not my problem.
That's going to happen after post-nut clarity. You're going to be like, damn, that's kind of crazy.
That was disgusting.
No, you're going to automatically think, wait, this your real mom? I mean.
I'm gonna do it again. I just want to make sure
that I'm gonna do it again. Hey, hold on. I can come back through.
I gotta make sure that was what I thought it was. I'm
tripping right now. Don't let the mom be an old school mom. She cooked too after.
That's that's true.
All right,
that's true.
Come on.
Yeah, but the way they just described that with their real mom shit,
that's insane.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Hey, yo, popping them out and popping them back in is crazy.
It's so funny, the other situation. Oh, yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Are we sexist?
That's insane. I'd rather go dance with them studs, nigga. That's for that, because that...
Nigga.
Put me in a wig and throw me out there.
So you're saying dancing with the studs.
Dancing with the studs.
All right, what else? We got?
Ruben stuttered. All right, so next we got this short day, and I just like space shit. So it was like Earth is rotating faster than usual. We recently had the shortest day ever, and basically the day was. On June 29th, 2022 was our shortest day ever with 1.59 milliseconds less than the average day. A typical length of a day on Earth is 24 hours, equivalent to 86,000 seconds. So we was 1.59 milliseconds less.
Who noticed that?
And that's why I was like, who?
I did.
Who?
This nigga said, I felt it.
I feel like that was somebody's job for years and he was waiting.
I told y'all.
I knew y'all. Hey,
I told y'all.
I told you, y'all doubt me.
He had to stop.
I told y'all. Yo, y'all didn't feel that shit though when like the everybody like clocks was off. Like,
Like that's 1.59 milliseconds.
Oh, you know that's not even a second. The logistics of it is crazy.
Yeah, that's
what I felt in my spirit.
Well, I mean, you could have been high.
And how accurate was this guy? Because you know how people be timing the 40 at the combine. Everybody got a different time. So when he stopped it, was it really off or was he off?
That's true. Everybody got a different thumb. Everybody
what clock did he use?
Here's my thing. I've never... How fast is the Earth rotating right now? Because like, the fact that we can't feel it scares me. And they could be lying to me. Are we moving? Are we really moving? I don't know what's going on. 1,000 miles per hour.
Look, something has to be moving because the sun will be over here.
True.
Then it'll set over here. So either this, we got to be moving.
Yeah,
but it's also like when you in a plane, we going so fast, but
true.
It don't feel like it.
That's true.
So you
in
a big bubble of a plane.
That's true.
On a plane, though, you only going like 350, 400 miles an hour.
No, but you can
imagine doing that
only.
If you
did that in the car, you'd be
rolling. You'd be like, whoa. But yeah, in a plane, it just feel like we just.
But 1,000 miles is OD.
That's what I'm saying. Comparatively. Yeah, like you, that's a private jet. Go to commercial.
He said that's,
that's a little different. Now, you know, imagine a commercial plane going on. Damn.
Yeah, around.
Is that commercial?
Yeah, 467. Yeah. But that's why. So what I'm thinking about, we moving 1,000 miles per hour right now?
I don't know. 460 seems fast. I've been to some place, and I feel like I've been going that fast, but I don't know.
But you can't
crazy.
Tell. You feel like you're going 30 miles per hour.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
Because if I'm going 575 miles an hour, right? And
no,
I'm flying this way. Which way the Earth spinning? This way or that way?
That's what we're trying to figure out. It's spinning. That's clockwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's clockwise. Because counterclockwise the other way.
Because you got to see when the sun set. Where the sun set?
No, let's keep spitting out stupid facts because this is what we do.
Rise in the east, set in the west.
It's going this way then. It's going.
No, it's not going counterclockwise. We going backwards?
Because it's later in Philly than it is here.
What? I mean, yeah.
Because the sun over there. Because the sun was over there first.
Screaming at us. Now.
Y'all got to stop because y'all making me look bad. I'm just here, so they ain't gonna say he. They gonna say y'all.
We done.
Hey, fuck it. West to east.
I read philosophy books.
West to east. Okay. So counterclockwise. All right.
I was right.
You do. Hey, do your thing. You was right. Do you do your thing?
I didn't say you wasn't, but
yeah, I just like damn, that's crazy. Sounds
just
crazy.
In case if he was, I didn't want to be caught up in it.
you don't want no straight bullets.
No, I didn't want to be caught up in it.
No, I get. But the thing is, I was like. It just made me think. I was like, "Damn, what's going on, man? We got studs out here dancing. The Earth getting shorter. What? It's the end times is near.
Oh, yeah. Shitting on the floor, picking it up is crazy.
That's crazy. Moms and sons out here gluck glucking each other.
Man, this place is where they shit on the floor and don't pick it up. So be grateful. I'm actually. I admire this man's, his, you know, his cleanliness. I mean, he pooped on the floor, but at least he gonna clean it up. At least he has some type of morals.
This nigga gorilla gripped it too.
Get up out of there. You ain't got time. Look, because he don't want to be caught. You ain't got time to go get a paper towel, then come back. They're like, oh, you just gotta go for it.
Yo, you come around the corner, it's a turd on the floor. You see a nigga going, oh, my bad, dog. But you gonna stop asking me anything?
You made and terminate your gym membership. And you like, man, they ain't here pooping on the floor, man. I can't subject myself to this.
Now, if I walk around the corner and I just see poop and I see a nigga coming and he just go, my fault.
I'm trying to
your fault.
I'm in there to lift weights. He lifting poop. I ain't trying to do that.
It's even my fault. Yeah. No, it is your fault. But
I'm power cleaning. He power pooping.
What if the earth started spinning backwards? See, that's stuff I be clicking on, and then now we got to click on it.
But that's what I was going to ask you, though, because, like, okay, if you could fly 1,000 miles an hour, because if a commercial and a private jet is flying 575 miles an hour, how much is, like, a military jet flying? How fast is a military jet flying?
A fighter jet?
Yeah, because you hitting Machs and all. So what happens if you
how fast would Tom Cruise fly?
Yeah. So, boom. If you...
Dog, 2,190 miles an hour.
So what I'm saying is, if the Earth is spinning 1,000 miles an hour, it's spinning 2,000 something.
Can you go back in time?
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're getting somewhere now. Let's talk about it. Okay. Backwards. So the Earth spins. So he go the other way, and go 2,000.
And I'm doubling.
So is he slowing? Because
this ain't my area of expertise. I ain't never fly a jet, so I'm gonna step out.
I don't think none of us.
Y'all talking like y'all.
That's why it's theories. I see what you're saying. We might be able to go back in time and slow something down.
If I'm doubling the Earth speed backwards, I can at least something like
the way this world's set up. If that was possible, they would have did it already. Because you know they always do everything we don't want them to do.
They might have did it. We don't know. Yeah,
we ain't telling nobody. That's what.
Why you think Ethiopia back in time? Because, you know, it's like 2004 there.
Yeah, that's true.
See, what year is it in Ethiopia right now?
They're pumping up in Ethiopia right now.
The speed of the airplanes or other flying objects. Does it speed up or slow down airplanes flying westward or eastward?
I thought it said nah. I was like, damn, nah.
It appears that airplanes flying westward in the opposite direction of the Earth's spin move faster than airplanes flying eastward in the direction of the Earth's spin.
Okay. That makes sense physically.
But actually, it does not happen.
Okay.
Yeah, it would make sense.
In fact, the airplanes flying in the eastward direction receive
pause it.
That's definitely
pause
a lie.
It because it always be longer coming back to the West Coast than we going coming to the East Coast.
It's so much longer coming back to the West Coast.
That's the flight path. So the
Mr. Pilot, when I get my flight path,
it's gonna be me and Lil Duval out here.
this man call his dick Delta. Yo, come fly on this Delta.
Come fly on this Delta.
Recline in this seat.
I hate the niggas that know. I was giving that first ass. Come on.
So it's 2014 right now in Ethiopia. They figured it out how to go back
inside. So they chilling.
They had a Wayne Brady concert.
Yeah.
They know everything that's about to come.
They had the Wayne Brady concert.
Wayne Brady in Ethiopia had a W. And then it's...
That's stupid. They had a Wayne Brady concert.
Meeting Mellow Road,
not Romello.
And Mint Tame Dorm.
That's funny.
With Desmond Michaels.
That's funny. Desmond Michaels. But yeah, I just thought that was an interesting thing. Let's talk about this leopard situation.
Somebody, I'm sorry. I had it saved, but I can't find. Someone sent me this and said, I want y'all to talk about it on the pod because, you know, we always talk about animals. Mm-hmm. And he sent the top 10 leopard attacks. So we can watch like two of them and just react to it.
All right.
Tend to stay away from humans, but like all animals, crazy. They seem to hate us. And I have
they're the most aggressive
proof.
Cat.
Ten
they're
ready for war. Wait,
they tend to hate us.
Yeah, they're not with that shit.
You not, nigga, you.
You're not supposed to be out there with no leopard in the first.
I mean, that's why they don't like
it. He said y'all got a spotted pass.
They ain't rocking with you.
It's never a good sign. It shows a leopard who somehow managed to get into a school.
Into a school, nigga?
After running outside, it prevents a man from escaping and attacks him.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I'm trying to get away from you. Why are you attacking me?
They just pulled him down. He ain't even do nothing.
You know how scared you're going to be. Nigga.
Oh, shit.
I'm rolling in that pool. Get in the pool. Jump in the pool and go underwater.
You leaked up and you tripping, cuz.
Shit. When that nigga jumped on my back,
I'd have fell right in the pool. No serious injuries.
With all them people around, I'm scrapping.
Yeah.
In the wild, I'm going to be... But right there,
we scrap it.
This is why you never disturb an angry leopard. They just don't like it.
Oh, shit.
Yo, hey. Pause. Run his back real quick.
They bothering this nigga.
Don't he got a gun?
This is why you never disturb angry leopard.
My man on the right. What's that? A tranquilizer jump? He at least got a something.
I'm like, nigga, you better put two in there, nigga.
They just don't like it.
He dipped.
Just dipped.
Hey, here's a difference, man. Having the gun, but when you see that thing come out at that speed and that size,
I'm gonna hit him with a wood, with a plank.
You'll notice one of the men was holding a rifle, which makes me wonder why he didn't use it.
My man took off.
No, he got catch too. Pop, pop, pop.
You ain't had to get up. I'd have sent that joint. You tripping?
Yeah, his best shot was when he was
in the
trying
hole.
To get out
that,
the hole.
I'd have banged him. My bad. Not that I don't kill leopards, but I mean,
this
I had
video
to,
shows a man hitting a leopard with a stick in the hope of scaring it off. At one point, he falls over, and it almost looks like he died, but he continues attacking, which scares the leopard off.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
That shit big.
That shit
right
big.
In front of you.
That shit big.
Making that noise, seeing them claws, that ain't no small thing.
Yeah, he about...
I seen some big cats in my life,
yeah,
but that's a big cat I'd be scared of.
It's a big cat. But you had that rifle, you gonna let off. You gonna...
That's what it'd been the leopard would've been killed, two of them would've got shot.
I just got what this nigga said. See, I seen some big cats in my life, but that's...
You know, that joke had to go around the world for one time.
Yeah, you had to go backwards.
Backwards to catch up the
2,000 miles the other way.
But that shit, it's always going to be scary because, that, like you said, that shit going to be growling. And, fuck.
I ain't going to be there.
They're definitely not going to be there.
Yeah. I ain't going to be there.
Think about it's a leopard over there. Okay, well, we going the other way.
It's in the school. See, that's why I left.
That's
the day I drop out.
Yeah. You ain't got to worry about me coming back. Because we getting leopards in the school. I don't need to be at this school. Mama, transfer me now.
Mm-hmm. A leopard in the school? Yeah.
Transfer me. That means this school is in a place where leopards can get in, and that means there's leopards loose around here. Transfer me.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody, no, it was no kids.
Yeah, like, because that shit would have been. Then this nigga attacked the man trying to leave. I'm trying to leave you.
The worst thing is just coming around the corner.
Oh shit.
Seeing that.
And that jump's like picking up on you, like, oh no.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
look how I walked the body so long.
That shit's like, terrifying,
man.
That's
crazy.
Give me the cheetah, man. Give me the cheetah.
A cheetah?
Yeah, you cheetah.
Yeah, because
you
want the skinniest of all the big cats.
You definitely want
I got
the
a better shot with him than any of the other ones.
You think bite pressure crazy?
No, it's not. Not like a leopard and lion.
A cheetah you can domesticate. Like you could turn into a house cat. I wouldn't advise that. But you can.
Hyenas have the biggest jaw pressure.
Them dudes in Dubai be domesticated anything. They got cheetahs, kangaroos, women. Tigers. Shit on their chest. Pick it up.
What happened?
Swip.
Shit on their chest and pick it up.
They even,
he need to go to Dubai. He'll play with it.
They even domesticate flights over there.
He'll go over there, poop on the chest, and pick it up. That's my bad, my fault.
Yeah, then come on, man. I think
I woke up on the right side of the bed today. I'm on it.
I'm on the right. Amber Heard bed.
Sorry, that's a good one.
That's so good.
Now, buddy thought he was shitting Amber Heard.
he said he was Amber Heard
in the gym.
He said Amber did it. I can do it too.
If Amber did it, Aaron gonna do it right now.
That's petty. Get your shit.
Can you look up Vegas store attack? I just seen this, and it's that shit that you don't fuck with. Niggas getting stabbed. This right here. Stabbing. I guess two dudes tried to. Well, just watch 51 seconds. two dudes tried to break into this. So they came in. He came out. They obviously talking shit like, we robbing you or whatever. He's very calm.
Here's the thing. He may not thought he was getting robbed. He was thinking, you know, it's COVID. Everyone wear masks.
Oh, wait.
I'm dead. Sorry, that's not funny.
No, when he said I ain't gonna lie, he put that, he gave that boy,
and he got him.
Drop that nigga off. That boy hurting. Damn. He don't think he died, but that boy hurting.
Won't do that no more.
And I think it might, and I think it low key was.
Wait. You see right there? You talk.
I think it low key was a scissors.
Being a smoke shop owner fights back as his store was being robbed. He grabbed a knife and stabbed one of the masked criminals. Fox 5 spoke to
and his homeboy left him.
And Kim Passoff joins us now live outside the store.
You even poked my man on up.
Yeah, John, this is the Smokestrom Smoke Shop. It is on Sahara near Arville. And on Wednesday, during the middle of the day, the owner found himself in a violent struggle when trouble walked in through that door. When a masked robber jumps over the counter,
and they gave immediately him one, the shop two, owner three, grabs his knife. Four, five, six, seven.
Several times.
Eight. Oh, okay. He let him.
He then drags him out from behind the counter.
The whole time, like, I was a little bit nervous because obviously I'm getting robbed.
Johnny Wynn spoke to us from behind his shop's counter, the same spot where things turned violent.
It was so fast. I didn't really have time to think. I was really scared for my life. And one of them had came in with a bag in front of him. And then he held his hand inside that bag as if he was like, as he had a firearm.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta whatever. Do.
I can only assume the worst.
Yeah, I'm not about to find out.
This is how it started. The robbers approaching the counter with hoodies and masks on.
Why are you guys wearing masks like that?
Say what?
Seconds later, one grabs the tip jar and starts to walk out the door.
Take the money in it and I keep the coins. I need
you gonna go to jail for
then
tips?
The accomplice jumps right over the counter.
And he gets stabbed up. Bit.
Back.
I was in a fight or flight mode. A lot of adrenaline going through my body.
Wynn called police immediately after stabbing the would-be robber. Now, he plans to get a gun in case someone tries to rob his store again.
He hit buddy with the car in my neck, my back, my balls, and my crack, because he got stabbed everywhere.
He would tear that nigga up.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you he won't do that no more.
He hate that song now. Yes. Hey, man, turn that off, dog.
Well, he got the point.
Yeah, stupid.
Well, let's cut to the chase. Go to the next topic.
Hold on, I want to take a stab at it.
Hey, getting stabbed, man, that can't be fun.
No.
And he getting, he
said, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
This nigga said, I'm dead.
he gave up.
He gave up. He probably thought that was, he thought that was it.
He gave up.
He was like, oh, I'm dead.
My thing is this, you know they didn't want to do that because you took a tip jar.
He did tip jar. He
had a smoke shop.
You about to get years for a tip jar?
$3.62.
And he, but he even said, he was like, just take the chain.
And buddy gonna get caught if you ran off because you gotta go to hospital. You got stabbed up. So they's gonna go to hospital. Who any stab victims there?
Yeah. Done. It was me. He lucky he didn't keep stabbing. That's what he lucky because that boy is bleeding.
Kept going. Ah.
His name said, what's it? I'm dead.
I thought it was fake.
And when he said that, that's what I thought. I'm dead. It's a skit.
Because he's laughing. I'm dead.
I'm dead.
I'm dead.
What?
He could have hit him in an artery in the leg. Man. He stabbed him in the leg. Like,
you better stop playing with people.
Why'd you jump over the counter? What was you about to get at a smoke shop?
He said he knew it was suspect. Like, why are y'all wearing masks? Vegas. It's too hot for that. That's the type of mask.
He was very, hey man, just okay. If you're gonna take it, just good, come on, man. He was like, he ain't having this shit. Like, come on. And he lucky he had a gun because it would have been pop, pop, pop.
Oh, yeah. Other buddy left him.
Yeah, he was out there.
Love him. You seen him run? He ran one way, ran the other way when he got outside. He's
because once you behind the counter, hey brother, this wasn't part of the plan. I
didn't tell you do that.
I said get the change. Now you getting changed.
I took a tip jar. You could have took a couple backwoods. We could have been out.
That could have been an easy. Just take the tip jar, walk out. No police probably would have been called. None of that.
Here's the thing, he seemed compliant.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, go ahead.
Give me a bong and $50. Walked out. He'd be like, okay.
All right, bet. Now you stabbed up.
He took a tip jar.
But I would be nervous being a shop owner. Cause I'm like, I don't know if this dude want to come back for some type of revenge or anything.
That's why
I
say you got to get that strap.
Getting the strap.
Even with that, still, I don't know when you coming.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to get caught off guard. That'll suck.
I mean, that followed me. He had a knife right next to the raised tail, look like.
Well, guys, what's the time?
We got an hour.
Well, then before we get out of here, what you got going on? You know what I'm saying? You what you got? You acting? You shooting? You know, talk to the boys. Man. You know what I'm saying? What you been doing?
A whole bunch of things, man. So right now, in the middle of re-signing, so we filming a few things. So that's good. Honestly, just blazing through this month, man. This month's gonna be super busy. I'm trying to get out here like Mr. Rome Marshall out here, man. Give me a national out this job, man.
Man, you know.
I'm sitting here with a
goat. You got an agent?
So I'm about to resign.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking at it. I'll talk to you about it after this, because we actually were talking about that soon. So I'm about to resign. You know, it's a new season. So, I mean, do some things.
Your overarching goal, you want to go series film, or you want to just write and produce stuff?
Nah, series film, and also want to executive produce. So that's what I was going to say. The production company's up. So, guys, I do photography. I got a couple of videos. I'm getting this videography myself. I do a little bit here and there, but I'm getting more videographers under my belt. I'm going to start this group, essentially, and kind of just have my own production studio running, man. I want to be able to green light film. So, you know, as my things grow, we got the stand-up comedy thing going on. So, you know, working with other comedians too, putting together shows and getting all those things rolling. So once everything is kind of together, filming it, selling off packages and everything like that, getting people rights to things. So let's say we do a show, 15 comics or whatever, and you give each comic a percentage. Once you sell the show, you know what I mean, like, get off the backhand. So just trying to figure out a way where we can all eat.
Help everybody.
But you helping people who want to be helped. I think people talk about helping everybody and helping everybody grow, but they're talking about handouts. And I'm talking about, like, people who want to grow are really going to be there and present. Yeah. They're going to show up. Like, you're going to hear people talk about what they want all day. I want to do this. I want that. I want that. Like, at the end of the day, you're going to show up. You're going to do a little bit a day. You're going to do something here and there. You're going to make steps to get to where you got to go. Mm-hmm. So that's just it. Making a door, making a way where people who want to show up can show up. And they don't got to, you know, do it for claps or do it just for a little bit of attention, like, you actually eat a little bit and make sure, you know what I mean, it's hard to pay people with, like, exposure now, because bills is high,
yeah,
man, listen, rent's high and all that, you know what I'm saying, so
inflation is real out here.
But yeah, putting this studio together, man, greenlighting some things I want to do, trying to work out some deals with a couple of the streaming services that's out right now, essentially getting a network started there, so we just have different things moving. I want to get some classes going and start schools and everything like that. Just do some groundwork. That way we can kind of protect what's going on now. I feel like a lot of the industry is going into, like, digital. I don't know if y'all watch, like, Love, Death, Robots. You see the way things are going. It's amazing. But you see the way studios are going. So if you look at how things are going now, where they're keeping everybody separate, they're shutting everything down, everything's becoming robotic and automated and AI and this and the third. That's, like, kind of where these things are going. So I want to kind of keep the art of film alive in a sense, and in every facet of it. So even when we shoot shorts, we shoot features, we shoot series, we shoot a comedy special for somebody, we want to keep that look, keep that cinema alive. You know what I mean? So
fuck with it.
That's where we at.
Let me tell y'all a funny story about Romello real quick. Dude. Me and him, this shit was so funny. And, you know, it's no disrespect to this woman, but this shit was funny. Me and him are at this pool party about 5 years ago. About 4 or 5 years ago. And so everybody chilling, we drinking, we upstairs, and we have this thing in this group where, like somebody either text you or either say, like, hey, that person, hey, they over there looking like so and so, and you, like, look up and see him, it's funny. So me and Romello chilling, I had a couple drinks, he had a couple drinks, we chilling, there's a couple girls up there with us. There's one specific woman. She kind of strong. She looked kind of strong. But we sitting there chilling, and I look at my phone. I see a text from Romello. I'm like, what's this text? Mind you, it's kind of quiet, too, and it's, like, intimate. So, like, everybody talking. And I can't hold my laugh. It's just not. So I look at the text. He said, "Hey, yo, why she look like Don Cheadle, though?" Nigga, I looked up. She is directly in front of me. And all I seen was Ocean's 11, 12. He got up. And when as soon as he got up, I said, "I gotta go." Everybody looking at us, this nigga got up, ran. We ran outside. I know they was like, "What the fuck?" We left the party.
Left the whole party.
That shit was so funny.
That's one
nigga.
Of the best comedies. When you say something, you look up and see it.
Now I saw her. I texted him and like I was dying. I'm crying. But he was chilling, just talking around, and I saw the moment he grabbed his phone. I said, "Damn, he went to work." He saw it, and I saw him across from him look over. And he looked over it and just looked at me.
It's gotta go.
That's hey, comedy.
You said bye to everybody.
We out, nigga.
No, that shit was so funny. Dog.
But tell the people they can follow you though before we get up out of here.
Sorry, that woman. Hey, man. Appreciate y'all for having me, first of all. Thank y'all so much, man. Y'all doing a great thing between Boss Talk Podcast, Comedy Trap House, man. I admire what y'all doing.
I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate y'all. Giving y'all flowers now, man.
Thank you, Doug.
Came a long way. Paved the way for a lot of people, for a lot of comedy groups, for a lot of this whole YouTube thing, and you see a lot of people using y'all format. So before they try Dave Chappelle, y'all, I just want to say, man. y'all flowers and flowers is due, man. Y'all are fucking amazing.
I was
Donna
Cheadle, yo, so.
Yeah.
Growing up on y'all, man, and getting to be here now is dope. That being said, thank y'all for having me.
Appreciate
y'all can follow me on Instagram, my personal page. Welcome to Rome. It's private because y'all be weird, but I filter it out. Welcome to Rome. If y'all want to follow my photography, my art, RTS Media Co. RTSmedia.co. That's RTSmedia.co. And then soon y'all be seeing all the acting reels and all the beautiful things that are going on in the production studio. So.
There you go, guys. All right, y'all. You know, y'all send my nigga Manny Mayhem some love. My nigga the Bald Assassin, the Bluetooth Mayor, send him some love. And we'll be back next week with, I believe, another guest. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
And May signed to Death Row. All right.
May signed to Death Row.
All right, peace.
Wait, where'd Favio go?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.